Action.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your new episode of the Irrelevant Stories, a show where we sit and drink and have a conversation about absolutely random topics and share our personal stories. And today on the episode, we have amazing stand-up comics on the show. Comedy veteran Krithin Kumar here. Ladies and gentlemen, the OG KK.
Dude, please. No, my jokes are better, okay?
We are going there. Dude, two, three stand-up comics here. How can this episode not be cancelled?
Some people will get famous.
No, some people will say, why it's not funny?
Oh, wow, dude.
Okay, all of us are delusional equally. So
depressed as well, clearly.
It's not depression, dude. For me, it is something else. Sorry guys, I can't say about it because I'll be making a video about it. So
No worries. We'll wait on that on YouTube. Okay.
YouTube,
you'll see it on YouTube.
No, perfect, actually bro. For a long time I thought I was depressed. Then I went, I got, then the therapist was like, bro, you have OCD and anxiety.
So not depressed.
No.
Yeah, not depressed.
Yeah, not depressed.
Dude, when I went, I thought I only had anxiety, okay? Huh. And then she went, you have anxiety and depression. I was like, what? I have everything. Bitch, why did you...
It's like Diwali sale. Buy one, get one.
Both is.
Both buy one, get one. Adi Talabali.
Actually, I'm planning on going to a therapy, so...
Oh, nice, though.
As a fellow traumatized person. who do you recommend like this?
Dude, the thing is that
if your therapist is, you don't pay vibe with your therapist. I'm talking like a 2K kid, but உனக்கும் உங்களுக்கும் செட் ஆகாட்டினா யூ கேன் சேஞ்ச். இட்ஸ் நாட் லைக் தட் இவங்களை பார்த்தமா இவங்களை தான் பார்க்கணும்னு சொல்லிட்டு. செகண்ட் ஒப்பீனியன், தேர்ட் ஒப்பீனியன்.
இட்ஸ் நாட் அ டேட் படி, யூ டோன்ட், இட்ஸ் நாட் அ மேரேஜ். சோ யூ ஜஸ்ட், யூ கேன் சேஞ்ச் யுவர் தெரபிஸ்ட் இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் லைக். சோ இட்ஸ் சார்ட் ஆஃப் லைக் அ வைப். யா, ஆஸ் கிருதன் மென்ஷன் ப்ராப்பர்லி, ஹவ் மெனி தெரபிஸ்ட் டிட் யூ எண்ட் அப் சேஞ்சிங் பிஃபோர் யூ ஸ்டக் வித் லைக் யூ ஃபார் யூர் தாட் திஸ் இஸ் தி ரைட் ஒன் கிருதன்?
நோ, சோ வாட் ஹேப்பன், மை தெரபிஸ்ட் வாஸ் லைக், படி யூ ஹேவ் ஓசிடி, யூ பெட்டர் சீ சம்வன் எல்ஸ். ஐ வாஸ் லைக, like, see, this is the first session, how can we see someone else? And then I was like, let's see, let it go. Like, I was a therapist over here. Let's see how it goes. Then we'll see how it's going. If it's not, if you're not feeling comfortable, if it's not going well, then நீங்க suggest பண்றவங்க சொல்லுங்க, I would take. Then she was like, okay. So it was fine. Yeah.
So basically, you treated therapy like how a lot of people treat dating.
No, see, of course.
This is the right one for you.
It wasn't like that.
Not suitable for me.
I didn't know. See, first of all, I don't know what's wrong with me. Not wrong with me. What?
Let's what, not open what, that can of worms.
Yeah. Everybody has something wrong with them. Okay. But figuratively speaking, why I'm feeling like this? What are the sort of stuff? Then we went. Then I was like, okay. Then she said, why? She said, no, it's starting. I don't want to reveal about it.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
But, yeah.
Safe space.
It's something personal about that person too, right? So I can't be bitching about my therapist.
Story is like
on a podcast show about anime.
Hey, we have to make a different this about therapy.
I have a separate line of depressed people on the podcast group, just waiting to let it out.
Tag me.
Dude, it's amazing. Hey,
we'll go about that. We'll talk about anime. Then we'll talk about being depressed.
Yeah, suddenly I thought, why?
Yeah. If you watch anime too, you'll get depressed. So
dude, that's a different level of depression, right? But anyway, like, firstly, when was the realization of you of watching anime and feeling this is not cartoon? Like, because a lot of idiots who end up starting, like, who don't know what anime is, they end up confusing anime with cartoon, right? And by idiots, I mean our friends, our families. Sorry.
Sometimes us.
So basically, I watched this movie, Silent Voice. The silent voice. Yeah, I'm like, buddy, I was crying. Hmm. I watched this movie 3 times, still I
cried. Actually, first time I thought it was a love story. But then
I haven't watched Silent Voice. Can you go through? Can you help me walk me through the movie?
I know, dude. It's a really good movie.
What is it the movie about? Like, can you give me an analog? Like, is it romance? Is it like a typical anime movie or what is it?
It's about two high school kids.
Okay.
It's about trauma.
Probably it's like one kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
So yeah. Rendu per irupanga.
Rendu per irupanga, but na orthar pathi da. It's about one kid.
One part. Like how one person certain things.
Go on. Kriting, go on. Yeah, then. Yeah.
How the things which we do affects other people directly or indirectly. Hmm. And for example, I may think that Nikhil is an asshole, but after talking to Nikhil, I'll know that hey, Nikhil is not that. That level, he's good, he's fine, he's or okay, he's manageable. He's but sorry, Nikhil, but but still, I remember, okay, I was watching this Sunday afternoon. எங்க அப்பா வந்துட்டு பாத்துட்டு என்னடா பொம்மை படத்துக்கெல்லாம் இப்படி பண்ண அழுகிறேன்
hit your soul, right? Like, oh my god, am I making bad choices? And they're like, no, they don't know, they don't know what it feels like.
Bad choices like I don't want to joke about that.
Not yet. Dude. So Hrishikesh, so with the, was this your first anime interaction, or what was your first anime interaction going into like how did that can of worms break?
You're asking how did it started?
Yeah, like in the sense ki you were like anime is a cartoon, and like you started
to my college second year, till corona.
Okay.
So my friend used to watch Naruto.
Okay.
So he would say there are 500 episodes, I download a second season. And all you just say while we are traveling. I used to make fun of him, like it's cartoon dry and I think like he'd get emotional, he'd get angry and he'd scold me like that.
Yeah, like a typical Naruto fan, of course.
After some time, during corona, COVID time, he suggested, I started watching, okay, let's watch anime, what would happen? So I started watching Naruto. It was the first anime I watched. And then, man,
it just fell in love.
Yeah,
this one death after the other, traumatizing you every step of the way, dude. I have no, like I watched Naruto at a stretch, okay, and this was in around 2017, right after my breakup, 2018, okay.
What you guys call in relationships? Well, actually, you meet girls.
while I watching Naruto, I think the war arc. At the time, I had my breakup.
Wow, dude. So the girl also went to a war.
there.
We wanted Sakura to leave, but anyway.
You need therapy.
It took 2 years, but yeah, you do. But here's the thing. When I, it was 2018, I started watching Naruto, and one of the best shows, because every episode, like something or the, not the, like fuck the fillers, right? Like because fuck fillers. I'm sorry.
Some fillers are good.
Yeah. You know, right? Why fillers are made later? I'll say later.
Go on. Yeah, actually, yeah. Why? So, why is it made?
So guys, follow Temple Monkeys. So
we have found the brand ambassador, guys. We have found the brand.
Yeah, actually, Temple. I didn't know that. Even my friends didn't know. So Temple Monkeys, they have this. They have this separate channel as Otaku Monkeys.
Okay.
They aren't doing it consistently before they were doing it. So so filler, what happens is that so manga is made each and every week, as you know.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So and now sometimes anime catches up with manga. So and they have to give time space for a manga artist to draw the next clip. So they don't know what to do. And this is also releasing weekly. So they have to make a canon episode, which is also known as filler. So which is no related to whatever the manga is. And hence like most of them are shit, but some of them are really good. Yeah. For example, Naruto, Mecha Naruto, and Solid War episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. I haven't watched it.
Completely
so,
shit.
Because I skipped it. Okay. Dude, it's so weird, right? When you're watching a canon episode where you're like, you see two characters fighting, Sasuke and Naruto are fighting, immediately the next episode, they are going on a journey. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Did I miss an episode in between or something? Like, you start questioning yourself because you're not used to that filler episode, right? Like, when you start off anime, you're like, what the fuck just happened here? It's sort of like this is how I felt when I watched Attack on Titan season 4 first episode. Where like all of a sudden something completely different is happening. I said like, what the fuck? This is not the arc that I was watching. But anyway, I understand the thing that is going on. Thank you for explaining, Krathan.
Actually, I need to put a spoiler alert on here.
Mm-hmm, go on.
Have you watched the Demon Slayer movie recently?
I have watched three. I watched all the series.
No, recently, really.
I haven't watched the movie, but they released it as one hour episode in Netflix recently.
Right. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, I watched it today.
Before we go get into that, yeah, I want to ask
Naruto much more.
No. I want to ask you. Do you watch it on? Do you watch anime sub or dubbed? Because this is.
Yeah,
this is where it divides.
Dub is for pussies.
Oh my god, did you just call it pussy?
Okay, wait. I started watching in dub and I got adapted to sub like that.
How?
Till Naruto, I watched it dub first part. Because it was available in Netflix, so easy. And then I need to search for Shippuden. So I got sub. So I started watching sub. And I learned some of the Japanese words too.
Arigato.
Yeah, exactly.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Ara. Yeah, but actually, to be honest.
Fire.
Baka.
Oh my god.
I'll teach you another Japanese word which is like much more worse than baka. It's busu.
But it sounds.
It means ugly. You ugly person or something like that.
That doesn't sound anything worse than what you just called me, buddy.
Baka means idiot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but also it's like you ugly.
You are ugly. Your entire existence is ugly.
Yeah. But actually, most of us would have watched anime as kids, but we would not have known what anime was.
Correct.
So So what was like? I wanted to know like. What was your first anime which you watched and which TV channel which you watched?
Dude, I don't remember. Okay, because here's the thing. I haven't watched extensively. I did not watch Beyblade. Pokemon and stuff. Mm-hmm. Pokemon. I think Shin-chan was the first anime I watched.
Exactly.
I'll be honest. Like Shin-chan was the first anime experience. I did not know.
Shin-chan
was an anime though.
Pokemon.
Yeah, Shin-chan, Pokemon. There was Kitiritsu and all. There was Kochikame. As well. So there was 4-5 animes that existed, but in that moment you did not know they were anime because the correlation between cartoon and anime was similar.
And it came in Cartoon Network. So we thought it was cartoon.
It's cartoon. Who the fuck would think something is? Hangama and all used to come to
there was a channel called Animax, right?
Yeah. But
I have no idea.
I was away from most of my life. I was like away from society. I mean like used to stay far away from cities and towns.
No,
Animax.
In Animax, they used to show some 80+ scenes, I guess. So my mom, she blocked the channel.
When was this? I have no idea.
I have no idea.
80+ in the sense, for her, 80+ is hugging and kissing.
Whenever you told, when you told it, we immediately got it.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 22.
22?
How? Okay. What happened?
He was born 2001.
Yeah, I know.
I'm born 2000.
That's why he knows this.
You are also younger. You're also like.
I'm 25, dude. I'll be turning 25.
June. Okay. Yeah. Welcome to adulthood. It sucks.
It sucks. I know it sucks.
Bad.
I hate it.
But so I know how much it sucks till now. It sucks because I had my office today.
High five. See, this is my office.
No, actually, I went to my office and
sad. Yeah, buddy, you are a fresher. Suck it. Okay.
I know.
It doesn't get better. Get an art form, or get a girlfriend and have a life outside your work.
No, it's get an art form. That is better.
Get a girlfriend. If she breaks up, you'll concentrate more on art form another way, but
you will write more jokes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is about how does every episode turn into why do comics suck? Why do comics find inspiration?
And also in my office, one guy is 25, I think. He comes to me and asks an idea how to talk to a girl in the office.
90s kids.
From me.
Oh my God.
I suck.
We all know. It's fine. It's fine, buddy. Don't worry.
Okay, how many rejections? I'll bet.
Except one. All are rejection.
Buddy.
How much? State a number.
Krithin, where is this going?
You edited it.
No. Change to anime.
Okay. So let's go to anime. Okay. Yeah, so the first anime which I watched was like Pokemon, Beyblade, then Bakugan.
Bakugan was in TV. You watched Bakugan. Oh my God.
They have like small balls, they put cards, then big monster.
Correct. Yeah.
You should get the Tazos.
Tazos. Cheetos, the Cheetos, right? Yes.
Then there's this another cartoon which I really like, underrated. It's called Ultimate Muscle.
Ultimate Muscle.
It's really funny anime.
Like Gintama? It's sort of like Gintama or what?
See, the whole story sort of goes like, there are like, the world is at stake. So there are bad guys who are like bodybuilders and they will do WWE type of fighting. Huh. And bodybuilders from Earth should fight. And the person who will like, you should win. You should beat all the bad guys, aliens. Okay. For bodybuilders and you have to save the Earth. That's the whole story.
That sounds bizarrely like Dragon Ball Z.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it is like proper, you have like proper universe ka, what say, WWE fight.
Oh, the okay.
Yeah,
it's a Royal
Rumble. Then
later
moving on, Naruto came, then Dragon Ball Z came, then Naruto came. And speaking about Naruto, who is your favorite character?
In Naruto?
Yeah.
Dude, hands down, Itachi, dude. There's nobody that I would... Rock Lee. Yo, dude, Rock Lee. I love Rock Lee. Rock Lee is one of the most underrated characters that you'll find ever. Because it's such an amazing character to be portrayed. But again, nobody talks about it. Not a lot of people talk about it. It's pretty cool. Gaara.
Gaara. Yeah. But Rock Lee, for me, it's Rock Lee, Gai Sensei, and Dai, right? Mighty Dai. Because all three of them, they don't have any like Genjutsu or any jutsu.
Yeah,
it's correct. Just Taijutsu. And it's like they have to work hard.
Yeah. Bizarrely relatable.
Bizarrely relatable. They aren't good at anything. The only way they can become good at something is working hard. Like deep down, personally, I connect.
Okay, of course.
We aren't talented. I mean, like, I don't believe I'm talented in anything, but the point is that I have worked on certain things so much for so long years that you become skilled at this one point. Even if you take up a stand-up comedy or any art form, you are just, talented at the starting. If you are making jokes at the starting, people laugh. That's what talent. Then after 10 years down the lane, you know how to make people laugh, when to make people laugh, when not to make people laugh, what to do with the audience, then you're talented.
Wow, so bizarrely sounded like funeral arrangements at the last event, not make people.
Of course, that's what talent. And I feel like Rock Lee is fucking talented, dude.
100%.
You have the scene, right? Yeah. On the first Jonin exam fight.
Sorry. Yeah, Gaara against Gaara, right?
And this guy puts his weight. And there's this
Oh my God, I just blew my head.
Yeah, one character goes so like, good. What happens? Is there like small weights? What is going to be make difference? And like, whoosh.
Oh, yes. Superb scene that was, dude. I want to ask this question from Naruto. Do you like Naruto more or Naruto Shippuden? Or are you in that space? Both are important in their own way. And it was important to showcase Naruto for the darker shit that ended up happening in the Naruto Shippuden stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was never prepared. I was not prepared for whatever happened in Naruto Shippuden. I was seriously, bro, because Naruto, in a way, was sort of, it was great, but it was still, you know, like 15, whatever. Like, I can
there
watch
were, there
something.
Were no sad,
cool.
There were no sadness.
Yeah, there was no, I was not upright crying. That was not happening. Cut to Naruto Shippuden. And it's just traumatizing. Yeah, it's just traumatizing one episode after the other. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? You know? No. So, what are your opinions on this? Like,
I don't mind, dude. It was like having girlfriend one, the girlfriend two. Both are toxic. but jokes aside, I like Naruto Shippuden much more because
of course
it was in a way it was much more mature, right?
100%.
I binged it in, not say, in a solemn pandemic. So of course I was, to be honest, it's 3 years, like 2 to 3 years in pandemic. I was like, I became a little bit mature.
Correct.
Thoughts wise. And even Shippuden, it was like, it was getting really mature. Of course.
And also, in Naruto, the main character itself shown powerless, like compared to Sasuke. Like, for example, in starting, they show Sasuke is more powerful.
Yeah.
Like that. But change to Shippuden,
it becomes aligned. Like, Naruto tries to catch on, but again, something or the other happens.
He's again ahead of.
Naruto was never ahead of Sasuke even during the initial stages of Naruto Shippuden. No, it's only after a point that it ends up happening. Right, yeah.
After, I think it's from...
The mid Naruto Shippuden mid
after
episodes. Yeah.
After
the Akatsuki arc and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Dude, no, you know, there was the time frame, you know, it's amazing how meticulous a show Naruto is. The time frame between Naruto and Naruto Shippuden was exactly the time frame of the actual arc. Like it took 3 years.
Oh.
So Naruto once happened and then 3 years later Naruto Shippuden happened. So nothing happened in between. Yeah. So it's pretty cool that way. So let's move on.
Speaking about Boruto.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. I want to speak about it. You told at the beginning you told why the filler episodes are made, right? I think now I know why Boruto sucks.
It might be the reason.
Boruto is just one big filler.
I read the latest manga in Boruto. It's really good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. See, Boruto, I think, is a very intelligent anime in the sense ki it makes sense, right? After the shit that happens in Naruto Shippuden, you can't just showcase one more war. Like, what was the point? What was the point of 700 episodes, right? It doesn't make sense. So, Boruto, I believe it gets too much hate for no reason. But I believe that something good is going to turn up. It is going to turn batshit crazy. So it's going to happen some point or the other.
Actually,
right now,
my friend told an hype. What is it? That conspiracy, some theory. Like
I know.
Yeah, in the beginning of Boruto, they were fighting Naruto's
face.
Boruto will say, remember my name.
Okay.
So in the latest manga, completely changed everything. Like, I can spoil it.
Let's not spoil.
I don't care.
No, the episode hasn't been.
I couldn't give a fuck anymore.
There is no episode added. So, in the latest manga, Boruto, Kawaki will become Naruto's son, and Boruto will be the enemy of everyone. There will be a time shift.
Wow. So they are basically making the people's dreams come true.
Exactly.
Doing this. Good. Makes sense.
It's really good. So now Boruto is the enemy and Kawaki is Naruto's son. No, Kawaki is Naruto's son.
Just way to adopt a child. Like, I don't want this Mirko exchange. I just don't want my family to see this. I'm like, I don't want this. I want Krithin now. Like, what the fuck?
I'm googling who is Kawaki.
No, you have you seen Boruto first episode?
Na Boruto baat kar.
You couldn't just deal with that.
I watched the 100 episodes. No, I watched the 100 episodes and I cried.
Sunken fall. Are you what's called? Sunken cost policy. Oh, you don't know this. So for example, you pay like 25 lakhs to study engineering and engineering shit. But you're like, no, fuck, I paid 25 lakhs. I'll study.
Oh, yes. Makes sense. Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, so now it like completely makes
I watched
sense.
100 episodes, Boruto. No. It's good or not, I'll watch it.
No. Actually, I watched because there'll be Naruto scenes. That's why.
Naruto scenes? What the?
Yeah.
No, actually, really, those Momoshiki fight and all, it's really good.
Dude, you treated.
But I have to wait till then.
You treated Boruto like how kids used to treat Hollywood movies. There will be some adult scenes. I'll watch it. Oh. I'll watch the whole thing.
I was like, this movie, the actor cameo is good. I'll watch this movie.
Yeah, sure.
Vijay Sethupathi cameo or varum. Nalla irukum. Indukaga adha padatha paakalam.
Did you just describe Vikram? Anyway, fuck it.
Not Vikram. Oh, no,
Vikram. Okay, which movie? Wait, what is the new movie came?
Hey, dude, Vidhalan is too good. Too good. Please go. Too good. Yeah. Please watch.
I want to watch the movie.
I don't know. Tomorrow, if you have a night show, we can go if you want. Morning show.
I'll see. Cool. Are you okay afternoon? I don't know why we are making plans in the middle of a podcast, but this is how podcast work.
Hey, no, tomorrow there's a recording show, right? I'll be going to take some pics.
Cool. We'll try. Yeah. We'll try beating. Yeah. Cool. So first thing, here's the thing. Was Naruto your first mainstream anime or did you watch something else and then you got it? Because Naruto was not my first mainstream anime.
What was yours then?
Death Note. I started with Death Note. Yes, dude, I wanted that.
Godly.
Dude, I started watching Naruto, but I felt bored during the initial episode because I was not used to it, right? I was like, okay, fuck, I don't know. So let me watch something else and then come back to Naruto because a lot of people just end up, you know, that overwhelming feeling, oh my god, 500 episodes and stuff. They don't realize that you have to get used to anime. Like it takes time to get used to anime. Yeah, right?
How much you get used to it? One Piece you can't watch if you start. No.
Yeah.
No, I've saved it for my retirement. When I retire, I'll watch. Yeah. Hopefully by then it will end. Dude, I'm serious. Like I calculated mathematically, if they end up going and if they keep stretching, it will take a long time for it to end.
Yeah, so I read it somewhere or one of my friends who is I'm an anime noob, so I'm not
need somebody.
So okay. He was like the author might be completing the whole One Piece in 25-27 like you will finish the manga.
Okay,
you will finish it and it's not going to be like you Kung Fu Panda, right? The first one and you see the panda sees its own face. And it's like, oh, I'm the dragon warrior. You are the dragon warrior. It won't be like that. The real treasure is you.
Finally.
I'm going to just cut the reel.
What is One Piece?
It's written describing Kung Fu Panda. One Piece anime.
Yeah, but it's a really good movie. I like that movie.
Did you watch the series? Kung Fu Panda series? It's decent.
I'm like older than like two of you guys.
And, of course. Of course.
Yeah. How about like, what's my age? Like, yes.
27.
No. I will become 27 by year end. Yeah.
Dude, you are not that old also. For a moment, I thought Krithin bhaiya.
No, dude. This year end, I'll become 27. Yeah.
Fine. I have like people who are 29, 30 in my podcast group.
People who are 33, 35 who watch anime. Like they watch anime. Yeah. And it's really good. They should watch. So, enna pesikittu irundhom. Yeah. One Piece, it'll end like that. And it won't be like, friendship is the true treasure. Or family is the true treasure. Or you are the true treasure. That's going to be like proper treasure. That's what.
That makes sense. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Latna, you stretch this like for years and years. It was like from 1997, if I'm not wrong, they're making it.
Yeah, dude, it's been a long time. Holy fuck.
Anime is older than you. Rishikesh. One Piece is older than you.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude. Just way to ruin someone's life, right? This is what I'm going to use. When somebody says something stupid and it's a person who is like born in the 2000s, they're like, One Piece is older than you. Have some shame. What's something, bitch?
I'll give you a really good comeback, okay? If somebody's like talking shit and You said, like, I can only say it to you. I can't understand it for you.
Wow, dude. Oh my God. It took me 2 minutes to process this. Dude, something people will get out of this podcast. Something.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing, dude. Dude, what a great addition Krithin has been. Yeah. I'm like, where were you, buddy?
Yeah, okay. Actually, mainstream, I won't say like Death Note, but when we are kids, we are like watching Dragon Ball Z. It was legit good. I should wait like every 9:30. I used to 9:30 to 9:30. I used to like wait to watch 9:30. And once I had gone to like I was not in my home. I went to play for some. I was like far or like I went to Gujarat. So we went to like friend's home and I was like auntie, can you put Cartoon Network? I want to watch Dragon Ball Z. Yeah, it's like falling like that because it was really good. And around that time, PS2 was like got hyped and one of my friends had PS2.
Yeah, yes. That game, dude.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z the game.
Here comes the pain.
Not the used to Dragon Ball Z. Yeah, here comes the pain. But Dragon Ball Z was great in that, mode, like the ultimate. Like proper time pass. Used to be this 2-on-2 modes and stuff, right? Everybody would be picking on Goku, and for some reason, one person will be sticking to like the kid of Goku, like
Gohan
or someone. Like, hey, why would you do this? But anyway, dude. So Dragon Ball Z was your first. But I want to ask you this: if you had to choose between Dragon Ball and Naruto, would you be able to choose?
Not both.
Not both, yeah. No. In the not your favorite anime person, but between the two, right?
Dragon Ball. I liked it because I was a kid, and it was much more fun.
So nostalgic factor.
Nostalgic. Because before Naruto was also too good. Even One Piece was coming in Cartoon Network.
Really?
Yeah.
One Piece used to come in Cartoon Network. I have no idea. Okay.
For me, I remember Cartoon Network like Powerpuff Girls.
Dexter. The good old days of cartoon,
And also this Ben 10. I used to watch
Ben 10. It was pretty cool. Ben 10 was pretty good.
One Piece used to go.
Dexter's Laboratory is
DVAT.
Okay. Anime.
Love it. Not okay. So, but yeah, One Piece used to come in Cartoon Network. I did not know that we were, or was it like a shittier version of One Piece? Like there was some dub.
No, it was dubbed.
Tamil, English.
No, English, proper English dub.
Okay. Nice.
Coming back to like a callback, why you prefer watching it in dub over sub?
Dude, for me, it's much more comfortable. That's all. Nothing else. There's no, because when I'm very lazy when it comes to that. I'm very lazy because I have a problem with it. Like I don't want to read while watching something, right? And there are certain animes that I felt are much better dubbed than sub. Anime. One of them was Death Note. I really loved it. So that was one. Vinland Saga is one. Vinland Saga is pretty cool.
Vinland Saga is too good. I plan to collect the mangas, but it's freaking costly. So I stopped after volume 2.
Dude, you know, it's so weird. Like when anime noobs like us, we want to collect that manga, but we realize how fucking costly it is.
That costly.
It does.
It is costly in a way. It is costly.
When you're collecting a lot of volumes, then it gets a little costly.
If I'm just buying one manga, I'm like, if I'm just buying like Vinland Saga volume 1.
Correct.
Like volume 2 next. I'm not buying. See, I read books. I buy like a lot of other books. So this becomes, this costs around 2000 to 2000, like 1500 to 2500. And I can buy like 3 to 4 books.
Of course. Yeah. Agreed.
So again, and if I start reading manga, I'll finish it in a day. That's like
100%. Yeah. So it's sort of like a souvenir in that moment rather than.
So collecting Vinland Saga is good. And other than that, as you said, this also I read somewhere and I saw on YouTube. There's another anime which has really good dub. We should Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah. Cowboy Bebop.
Have you heard about this?
I've heard about it. I've watched a couple of episodes. I did not get into it a lot more. I'm gonna watch.
It's good. Cool, it's depressing, but that's the reason.
Can you just describe every anime?
So Cowboy Bebop and Death Note, they had really proper dub because it was actually anime actually boomed in US those times. And then to show it in, Cartoon on Adult Time? Wait, 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 wait. Who produces,
Who produces what?
No. Rick and Morty.
Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Wait,
not Adult Time.
Adult Gram. I think it's Adult
Gram. No, dude.
Wait. I'll just see. Something
Adult Swim. So
Adult Swim, yes. Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Cartoon Network, after 12, it used to become Adult Swim.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know. This is what I saw it. That time they used to show much more matured animes.
Oh yeah.
So and it was like dubbed like really cheaply, and the people who dubbed were like legit voice actors. And Cowboy Bebop, it's really good dub.
Cowboy Bebop is fucking really good dub. It's pretty cool, yeah.
And even Death Note around the same time it came. So hence you find Hellsing.
Have you watched Hellsing? Hellsing is actually pretty cool because it's like proper English voice actors voicing the episode, and it's one of my favorite characters also. One of my favorite voice actors who is also voicing the main character of Alucard. So his name is Crispin Freeman, if I'm not wrong. He's a pretty cool voice actor. Like he is the voice behind Itachi Uchiha for the English dub version. It's pretty cool. He's fucking phenomenal. Like one of the best voice actors there is. There are some pretty cool voice actors in English. I know most of the anime is supposed to be enjoyed in sub because that's the soul and essence of it. But there is some comfort in watching in dubbed as well. Like I'm not going to pretend that dub is better than sub. No way it is there. It's just comfort at that point of time.
We are matured audience. So joke aside. Some people like dub. Some people like sub.
Sub, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about the voice suiting.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't watch an anime if the dub is not good. So I would naturally end up shifting. If the anime is fucking great, then I would end up shifting to sub version. But if the dub voice actors are decent enough and it's going good, I don't mind watching it. That's the only gist of it. But coming back to...
I made a mistake when watching Demon Slayer in dub for this. Especially Mugen Train, I watched in dub. Mm-hmm. And I fucking hate it.
Then of course, you will hate it, dude. Because here's the thing. I think...
Because the Rengoku voice is not even suiting.
Correct. So I'll tell you, one of the things that I felt is, whenever you watch something consistently, like if you watch sub and you change it to dub, you're going to hate it. Hands down, you're going to hate it. If you watch, but it's the same thing for dub. I remember I watched Naruto Shippuden, like half of it I watched it in dub, and then there was only sub. There was no dub in that time. There were 150 episodes, there were no dub. So I was like, oh fuck, I want to watch it. So what to do? So I ended up watching in sub, but I hated Naruto's voice. I was like, what the fuck? I'm not used to this voice.
In sub.
Yeah, I'm not used to it. Right? I'm like, what the fuck is this? Why is Naruto sounding like a little girl? I'm like, why? What is this?
Because he's a kid. His voice didn't even. What else?
even Kakashi's voice I hate.
Kakashi's voice is there. There is even Itachi's voice. Dude, I did not like his voice after a point. I mean, so that's the. I think that's the. That's what it is. When you're consistently watching something for a longer duration, you are accustomed to that voice acting in your head, right? Mm. So you don't want to change. And after a point, when it does change, you'll be like, what the fuck is this? Like, imagine you watch a movie and the voice actor is like some completely different. But like, what the fuck? This is not what something that I wanted to watch. What is this?
So, but I would agree that A-Tails, I forgot the person's name. See, I'm a noob, so I'm sorry anime fans if you're watching. His dub, English dub is really funny. It's too good. And the English raps are really funny. That's pretty cool.
And also, I enjoyed Madara's voice in English.
Madara is pretty cool. He's like the deep voice that you need. So I think... there are pros and cons to every anime. Yeah. So let's just skip. One anime that I would like to discuss that not a lot of anime, like, no, I just get baffled like how much it's overlooked at times when you discuss about the great animes, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Cult classic.
It's in my watch.
I watched like 20 to 30 episodes of it. See, I'll tell, I don't know, my friend will listen to this, but I have this friend, Shabu. I call him, his name is Shaburish, but we call him Shabu. So he was the one who like introduced anime to me. Like idanda anime parada. So and again like 11th 12th college he used to give me idu par nalla irukum full metal alchemist.
So he used One to recommend paara. You a lot of
he used episodes. To give me in pen drive.
Oh, like exchanging porn and stuff like that. Nice friend. I'm sorry for reducing
him. Amma appa I don't know who this guy is. காஸ் கூட தெரியல புரியா பேச
வைக்கிறான்
like someone by 80 to 120 episodes because he gave me avladam kuduthat pona angitta
correct
so he used to come he studied like school like 11th and 12th in Maharishi Kendriya Vidyalaya in Chennai
okay.
Yeah, yeah so I was in where say Nikhil where I was yes
I mean pen drive exchanging
yeah I was in Kudankulam
where is Kudankulam what is Kudankulam where is Kudankulam
whole joke so Kudankulam is it's in Tirunelveli district.
Buffalo. Buffalo, like he's just catching like a flight from New York and coming here and just giving pen drive to Kritan. I'm like, he's nalla irukum onnu paaru.
He gave me his Netflix account, so it's better. I don't pay for it.
This is the level of friendship. It just goes one level above everything, right? Pen drive's a star title, then Netflix now. Fucking
great. Really good friend.
Lovely really good. Yeah. Really don't ditch him. Don't never.
Dude, I don't have anyone else. She doesn't have anyone else. At a certain point, I call. He's like, "Do you have anything new to say? No. Do you have anything new to say?
Do you have a new anime to say?" I'm like, "Yes."
We stare at each other. Then I'm like, "Ah, okay." Cut the call. It's like that. It's like you see married couples, right? Really old married couples.
Yeah.
One woman will be cooking. The guy will be reading the newspaper. They don't have anything to talk. It's like that.
Wow.
The friendship. But he was someone like, like he used to suggest, and he still gets angry that I haven't watched One Piece.
Dude, I mean, I understand. Okay, because One Piece is like a long-term commitment, dude. It's like being in a relationship with anime.
No, dude, it's much more higher than that.
Yeah, of course, I agree.
It's like getting married, having kids.
You can divorce as well when you're married. But anyway.
Yeah. By the time, like, if I start watching One Piece, and even if I watch like 4 episodes per day, by the time I reach, all of us will get married and all of us will have kids.
Dude, you are having
kids will have kids.
Dude, you are having high expectations.
No. Hey, dude, I don't know about
Rishikesh.
Oh, how to pronounce your name? It's Rishikesh or
Rishi.
Okay, Rishi. Tell Rishi. I actually told it, na. But.
Yaar, naane.
யாருக்கு தெரியும்
மேக் சென்ஸ் கரெக்ட் ஓகே யூ ஃபக்கிங் டோன்ட் யூ ஆர் சென்டிங் மீ மீம்ஸ் எவ்ரி டே தட் திஸ் இஸ் ஹவ் யூ ஆர் கோயிங் டு கெட் காட் திஸ் இஸ் ஹவ் போலீஸ் இஸ் கோயிங் டு கேட்ச் யூ அண்ட் த்ரோ யூ இன் ஜெயில் எவ்ரி சிங்கிள் டே டோன்ட் ஹி சா லைக் ஐ ஹேட் அ ரெக்கார்டிங் ஷோ ரீசன்ட்லி கிருதன் எவ்ரி டே வித்வுட் ஃபெயில் ஐ வில் சீ ஒன் ரீல் ஆர் ஒன் மீம் கமிங் ஃப்ரம் கிருதன் சார் ஐ அம் லைக் ஓகே வாட் இஸ் திஸ் டுடே அட் லீஸ்ட் லைக் சம்திங் ஆர் தி அதர் ஜஸ்ட் நிகில் இஸ் கெட்டிங் காட் இன் ஜெயில் that's the entire plot of his now. Like, thank you, bro, like, for reminding me.
Don't worry, da. You aren't famous, so.
Yeah, of course, of course. But you will make me famous, bro. With your come on, one cancelable comment of your, come on.
But okay. So, other like, what are the animes I'll take the lead now. Sorry, Nikhil, it's my podcast now.
Yeah. So,
what are the animes which you are like currently watching?
Dude, I just recently watched Demon Slayer in 3 days. I loved it. Dude, okay. There's one thing that I've noticed here when it comes to animes at times, or rather anything when you watch it, when you watch it at a certain age, like let's say you're watching like 21, 22, and versus when you watch it much later, the same anime, you see it from a whole different perspective. And it's so beautiful because I remember I watched Demon Slayer around 2 years back. I don't remember the amount of emotions that I might have experienced back then, but I don't remember. Okay. But when I watched it again now, it was completely different. I ended up crying almost in every episode. I was like, I was on a 1 year sabbatical from anime. Like I was like not watching anime, a lot of anime. Just got back again and immediately I was like, oh my God, just the emotion that it hits you in the face is just amazing. So Demon Slayer is one. I finished watching it. I'm waiting for the new episodes to come so that I can watch.
That's a 1 hour episode.
I'll watch it Netflix. Soon. I started watching this anime called Dr. Stone. I am watching this anime. It's pretty cool.
I fucking love it, dude. I wanted to talk about it.
Okay.
I like science.
Also, you like science. So Steins Gate. Have you watched Steins Gate?
I have to watch, dude. I have to watch. Yeah, yes. Shabu recommended. And I have another friend, Nilesh. He's also anime fan. I met him in like office. Too good of our friend. And he's like, buddy, he was the one like who bought me mangas as a birthday gift.
Dude,
and after that,
you meeting such friends? Who, like, yeah,
dude, even my parents are like, where did you meet these people? So, the point is that even I have to get him something. It's not like that he's the only person getting something.
Perfect.
So still, I remember me and five of us, he's in, most of my friends are like studying abroad. So we collected money and we got him like a Kindle.
Oh, dude.
Yeah,
oh my God, buddy. Yeah. Oh my God. Dude, I have my Kindle here.
Yeah. It cost like 6,500 rupees. And I was like, so he was actually sad. His father said it's either Kindle or laptop. So he got a really good laptop. Kindle is cheap, like compared to laptop, which
is a gaming
laptop. So like much, he was like sad. Somewhere I saw shit. I saw myself in him. Shit, I couldn't buy that thing. My dad didn't buy that thing. I'm like, fuck it. I'll make this person's day.
Oh then my God.
8,000.
I wish I had a friend.
There's some offer.
Yeah.
Then I was like, macha, let's buy it. I put like half of, I don't say how much I put, but I put like sufficient amount. I collected sufficient amount from your friends. And I'm giving in front of Phoenix. And he's like, oh, Kindle Arkuma, he's laughing or something. Bukkada Arku, it won't be Kindle or something. I remember it vaguely. And he's like, so happy, dude. He was really, really happy.
God. This is the most wholesome thing I've seen today, dude. Oh my God, Krithin,
I was really happy. So
that looks like an anime episode. Like,
yeah, dude, I'm not gonna cry at this one. Krithin has become anime.
Like, I extort gifts from him. I'm like, dude, I want this. Like, what do you want? I like, what's your budget? You like this? I want this. Get me. That's it. He did not buying me gift. I'm extorting. That's it. See, anything.
The one human side that I saw you, you couldn't even let me have that one moment with you.
Yeah, it should be always in the line, dude. It should not be always good. It should not be always bad.
Of course.
So yeah, he actually got me Vinland Saga. He got me Berserk. He got me Berserk.
Dude, the saddest part about Berserk. You know the saddest part about Berserk? The author has died.
Yeah, and his friend has taken over. That's what I read, and that's what I talked to Nilesh. So he also said that, and like he's like a close friend. He knows where the author wanted to take Berserk. So yeah, and I've thought of collecting the Deluxe edition of it. It has like 4 to 5 volumes. It's leather bound and it's like 2,500 rupees. But it has like 4 to 5 volumes together. It's not small. It's much more big.
100%. It's worth it.
But yeah, I'll get a new job. I'll start buying. So
of course.
Or my birthday will come, I'll say Nilesh. Berserk Deluxe edition.
If Irrelevant Stories ends up making, I'll buy one for you, buddy.
I'll be a regular guest. We should be like name ourselves like in how Tanmay Bhatt does show Ropi.
with an anime OP. Anime OP, chalo.
But yeah, Berserk I want to follow, and the animes aren't, I mean, the adaptations I heard it wasn't
it
good.
It sucks,
I haven't watched.
It sucks.
But there's a rumor that MAPPA might take it up, or MAPPA has taken it up and they are making it. But I don't know how true it is. But see, if they do, I hope they do it justice.
Dude, I think a lot of times there is a flag. I think a lot, it's changing now, but I think animes are still looked at from a perspective of a kid. Not from a perspective of an adult, right? So, like, even the things that we end up watching, somewhere or the other, it still seems fine. Berserk, on the other hand, there are some, like, mature. It's properly matured. No kid should be. I've read the whole thing.
I still remember the first scene.
Oh my
god! You remember
god.
What the first scene?
I remember the protagonist getting raped.
Oh, that's like much more later.
Later, the kid version.
Yeah, the kid version. So this also I saw it in a YouTube video. Mm-hmm. So if you are like really, really poor and you can't, like, you want to read Berserk manga, but you don't have money, there's this YouTube channel. There's this guy who has spoken for like 24 hours or like spoken for like 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, the entire manga series for like past year or two. The
you
whole manga
and, website,
and
right?
He explained it. He didn't read it. He has explained what happens, and it's available on YouTube.
And so it's like Audible, but for
not, it's like sort of Audible, but the images comes whichever he is able to put, and he explains what's happening. So that's cool. When I know the kid version in manga, they show it in manga. It comes much more later on, but in anime adaptation, it came much more.
Dude, I don't know, dude. I just don't know. Like that anime, that Berserk is one of those manga adaptations. Mangas that is just phenomenal. Like one of the best things I've read. Period. It's so dark. It's so gritty and politically challenged. It's amazing.
Vinland Saga.
Dude. I'm actually watching Vinland Saga. I'm still in that process. So I'll probably finish it off in 3-4 days, I guess.
Yeah. Best political anime which I saw is Attack on Titan.
Oh, dude, that's not political. That's just Berserk, dude.
No, if you see anything, it gets political.
100%.
It's the political because there's one upper person, there's a lower person, they both are fighting.
Correct.
And one tries to kill the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
The lower person or the higher person, and entirely you see outside rich people are trying to
correct in a way. It's
political, and still I remember when the person says that if we stop ourselves, like our whole people from infertile, our kids won't be born. So they won't feel the pain which we felt. They'll be relieved from all the traumas which we felt. Yeah. Like fuck.
So it's such a deep line, dude.
Yeah, sorry, you didn't see it, right?
I have seen. Rishikesh, have you seen?
I haven't.
But context,
you won't understand the context. You won't understand the context.
Sorry for the spoiler.
No. Dude, Rishikesh, have you watched Attack on Titan? No, rather, do you have plans to watch Attack on Titans?
Yeah, it gets depressing.
It's scary.
Actually, I'm watching One Punch Man. So after that,
One Punch Man is fucking cool.
After finishing One Punch Man, try to watch Mob Psycho 100%. It's also from Electric.
I want to watch Chainsaw Man.
It's funny.
Okay, I have a question here. Do you, when you watch an anime, sometimes when you, like, let's say you watch like a Death Note kind of an anime, right? Do you end up, after you finish the series, do you end up searching for a similar series to watch? Or
exactly,
do you like, okay, exactly, I want something else to watch.
I need break.
Did you just go on?
Life has a lot of drama.
After finishing Naruto, I searched for it and I watched Jujutsu Kaisen.
Jujutsu Kaisen is
it's fun.
Speaking of like Naruto and animes like Naruto,
watch Naruto.
I'm like, what is this dude? The hero has power from birth itself. He can only kill everyone. He can only do everything.
Yeah,
somewhere,
yeah.
வயசு ஆயிடுச்சுடா. சோ
கரெக்ட்
ஹோல் பிளாட் இட் இஸ் பீன் டன் அகைன் அண்ட் அகைன். இட்ஸ் லைக் ராக்லி படுத்த ஷோ பண்றாங்க காய் லைக் சாரி காய் லைக் ராக்லி கம்ஸ் அப் அண்ட் ஃபைட்ஸ் எவ்ரிதிங் இட்ஸ் ரியலி குட். ஃபார் எக்ஸாம்பிள் டீமன் ஸ்லேயர்ல there's this character on Zenitsu, right?
Zenitsu,
dude, yeah. Fucking loud.
I love him. I love the character. I found him so annoying in the first season, but holy fuck, I love the character. Because yeah. There's something about him, right? I just relate somewhere. Because I would be crying the same way if I know I'm going to die in the in my next mission.
Actually, I like that.
Go on, Krithik.
Yeah. So, Tamil is saying, he like, நீ ஒரு உதவாகற நீ ஒரு உதவாகற நீ உதவாகற லைக் யூஸ்லெஸ் யூ ஆர் யூஸ்லெஸ் யூ ஆர் யூஸ்லெஸ் யூ ஆர் டோட்டலி வேஸ்ட் யூ கான்ட் டு எனிதிங் யூ கான்ட் டு எனிதிங் அண்ட் சப்கான்ஷியஸ்லி ஐ ஹவ் ஆல்சோ க்ரோன் அப் லைக் ஹா ஐ கான்ட் டு எனிதிங் டூட் ஐ அம் நாட் லைக் வொர்த் ஃபார் திஸ் பட் யூ ரீலர்ன் ஸ்லோலி தட் அப்படிலாம் ஒன்றும் கிடையாது இட்ஸ் நாட் லைக் தட் தட்ஸ் வேர் லைக் ஐ சம்வேர் கனெக்ட் சம் லைக் சம்வேர் டு ஜெனிட்ஸு அண்ட் ஜெனிட்ஸு ஆல்சோ ஹி டசன்ட் நோ எனிதிங் கிரேட் இட்ஸ் லைக் ராக்லி ஹூ நோஸ் தை யூ சீ ஜஸ்ட் நோஸ் ஒன்
ஹி ஜஸ்ட் நோஸ் ஒன் திங் த எலக்ட்ரிக் திங்
First form. And it somewhere even relates to Bruce Lee's quote kumla. I'm not afraid of a paraphrasing wow. again.
No,
a person who knows 10,000 kicks, I'm afraid of a person.
Person like, who knows
no,
to...
No,
who has practiced the kick 10,000 times.
Yeah, one kick.
Yeah.
So somewhere it like relates to that also. And and that's the reason I like connect much more like towards the journey. So... And do like I give zero fucks about spoilers. So I like Zenitsu character. So I went, I read like her entire back history, what happens in the future and everything. I know how Demon Slayer ends. Manga is over. People aren't happy about it. Few people I heard. But yeah, the ending is okay.
Dude, I think we just create expectations. That's why we're just like, oh my God. Every time we see something end, right? We are like, okay. This is not something that I imagined. That's why it sucks and stuff. But anyway, yeah. Like, do
even
you?
Even in love life. So.
Where there is a
deep shit. Deep dive. But is it something like, do you watch anime and do you have this itch to completing an anime? That's why you go and end up reading manga?
No, it's not like that. For example, anime is sort of addiction now. When I started to watch Naruto, I know Naruto is finished.
Correct.
I was like, so I wanted to watch it. So I used to like leave everything and watch Naruto. Mm. I could have watched dub and like while working, I could have watched and worked from home. So, but I didn't want to do. I don't feel like it's a justice. I have to like take a 30 to like 1 hour or 2 hours separately for it and watch it to the sub. So I will go back. If I like a scene, I'll go back. I'll watch it. What's happening, everything. I like it. That's the reason I watch it with sub. And it's really hard to watch while eating because you can't read sub while you are reading.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And that's the reason like most of the people watch dub.
Yeah.
But I have come to a state where if I'm watching any good like movies or like YouTube or like podcasts or anything, now I'm like, I'll only watch that. I won't be doing or cleaning the room or doing anything. I have to just take full time how to watch it. So that's what I'm doing with anime too now.
That's pretty cool, dude. Do you have the itch, like in the sense that a lot of people have that sense, right? Ki I have to do something else while I watch. So you don't end up doing that. When you're watching, how are you able to watch it in one sitting? But like, are you able to concentrate it?
Like, dude, while watching? We suck. Goldfish are better than us.
That's the reason why I asked this question.
Like, no, dude. So, but you should like make it a habit. That's what I think. Slowly.
Sometimes, Sandeep. I watched only one episode. Like while I was eating, I watched only one episode. Suddenly it gets what is it? It gets clicked and I started to binge watch like that.
Yeah, but
like, similarly Naruto and all like till Zabuza arc I was watching one episode.
Zabuza arc is pretty like teary though.
Yeah. So after watching that. What is it that next arc Chunin exams arc so I started watching I completed within 2 days the entire Chunin exams
were you studying in college or like
COVID
what a thing to ask dude I was studying in college 7:30. I used to come at night, like I watched till like 2 o'clock in the night, get up at 5:30, go to college and stuff. Fucking
no, actually sometimes I watch
wild times.
I was COVID batch, right? So yeah. One side class will be running and other side watching.
Yeah, that's what I did while I was working. I can't say I do that because I'm still working.
Krithin is a very hardworking employee, you guys. I'm just letting you all know.
I don't want to make another joke. Nikhil will feel bad. So
go on.
Yeah, the 4 listeners who are listening or who listen. Which is Nikhil, no, Krithin, dude. And Rishikesh. And Nikhil's mom.
You think my mom listens to Irrelevant Stories, dude? You think?
You think my mom knows my existence?
Oh my god.
Sorry, dude.
No, dude, nothing. It's
if
fine.
I'm bullying you guys, I'm really sorry.
Don't worry. It's your first episode also. Yeah, yeah. So, that we have talked a lot about Naruto, and as Krithin mentioned, you asked a question and then we ended up going away somewhere around. What was the question firstly?
Yeah, so which are the animes which you're currently watching?
Yeah, so that mine was Vinland Saga, and I'm still trying to understand like 2-3 I've finished Demon Slayer. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, I found one anime, which was, I forgot the name of the anime. Just give me one.
You said Dr. Stone?
Dr. Stone is there. There was one more anime. It's pretty unique. It's set in the World War II arc. Pretty cool. There's a lot of Golden Kamuy. So that's the anime. Why did I decide to watch this anime? Is because I presently watch John Wick 4. And I was like, I want to watch something which is similar to John Wick, but in anime.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
But there are not a lot of animes that is like John Wick action, right? So I was
hope my house owner doesn't shout like tomorrow, because my house owner is not staying in the same building, but there's a girl who's studying IAS on the third floor.
Okay.
And I'm laughing and I'm scared because it's been just like it's going to be a monthly mood here, and the owner is not, he doesn't have, they paid the rent. That's it. He hasn't come once and checked touch wood, but my room is pretty clean. I don't have anything. That's a bed which is folded.
Okay. Do
you
not have any
ganja or
nothing?
Dude,
clapping noise.
No comments on that.
Let's not.
I don't
know
to go to jail. But if you want to please go to Amsterdam, which is legal. US also, it's legal in few states. Please go there.
Dude, Krithin has properly prepared, okay? Like, he has prepared all the interview questions. He's just waiting to go viral at this point. He's just waiting. When will I go viral? I'm like perfect, politically like aligned.
Yeah, perfect. And if you're smoking, please smoke good stuff. Don't smoke rat poison mixed or water mixed, shoe polish mixed.
That's suicide, buddy. What are you talking about?
No. So this is what I have heard. I don't know from
while planning for suicide.
Yeah, no, the most of the thing is that the pot which you get locally is spiked.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct,
so correct. Some says that it's spiked with shoe polish, or somebody says it's rat poison or something. So
thank you for reminding me. The next time I show too, I might die. I might end up dying next time.
Big brother.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, simple. If you're smoking, smoke good stuff. If you're drinking, drink good stuff.
100%.
If you're doing anything, do good.
Do good stuff.
Good stuff.
Speaking of which, Krithin, what are the animes that you're watching right now?
Yeah. Dr. Stone.
You're watching Dr. Stone as well.
Yeah,
okay.
Dude, I love it, dude. It's too good. I like science. They dumb it down so simple. Simple. Every car battery, how battery is made, how windmill is made, how camera works, and everything. And I like science. So they do that. And Vinland Saga. Then Tokyo Revengers I just completed.
Okay.
Tokyo Revengers is a really good series.
Yeah.
Please watch. Season 1 is in Netflix. It's too good. Season 2, for some bullshit reason, it's in Hotstar.
What?
Yeah. It's in Hotstar. And I didn't know it came in Hotstar. Somebody else said that it came in Hotstar. Randomly, I was playing badminton. I was like, oh, it's in Hotstar.
Come on. Let's binge watch it today.
You can't binge. It's like weekly once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to come like...
Yeah, it got completed. It's good, but people aren't happy with it. I get it why they aren't happy with it.
Okay.
So Tokyo Revengers Finland Saga. Today I started Hajime no Ippo.
Oh, Hajime no Ippo is good. Hajime no Ippo is good. Nice, I like boxing. Boxing anime. Nice.
I like
boxing.
I want an opinion. How's Black Clover?
It's sort of like Naruto. That's what I heard. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Black Clover.
Most people recommend me to watch Black Clover.
I'll tell you something. Black Clover is sort of like, if you have that Naruto itch, you can watch it. I haven't watched it. But I've read the manga, like some of it. And I feel very Naruto vibes because the fight scenes are cool. The animation is cool. Characters pretty decently written. So that's there, and there are lots of episodes to binge watch. So if you have, like, those are the four things. If you have the urge, might go for it.
Then Demon Slayer.
And My Hero Academia. How is it?
It's fun, dude. I finished My Hero Academia. Recently finished.
I felt it's a bit overrated, bro. My Hero Academia. I don't know.
Most people are saying it's good,
but again, it depends on the. So here's the thing: I feel a lot of animes depends on your taste as well. What you like, I might not end up liking and stuff. The only anime that I end up hating it is Hunter x Hunter. Apparently, it's hated 9.2 on my anime list. I fucking hate that anime, dude. It's so overrated. Sorry, I don't know why I just went on a rant here.
No. See, some people like Sunny, some people like Mia, some people like Johnny, some people like all of them. So it's your choice, buddy.
Wait. Where did we go? Okay. It took me 2 minutes to... What? What did it? Some people like Mia. What is this Japanese anime? Does it have a long arc?
This is what I say when people say, hey, don't watch this, don't watch that. It's your own journey, da, buddy. Rishikesh.
Correct.
I'm waiting to binge watch Attack on Titan. It started to release, I guess.
It's already done, right? Attack on Titans.
One more season is
part three.
What the fuck?
Part three is there. Then they have a movie planning. I'm like, what the fuck?
Why the fuck did they go final season done? I was like, okay, it's done. Then I'll wait. Then I'll watch Aramse. Oh, dude, I haven't watched it. Okay, go on. Sorry. So that's your future plans, like Attack on Titans part three and movie.
Yeah, no, that's what they're doing. So I'll wait.
What happened?
I just went to Netflix checking which anime I watched, and that's the ad which place, right? And then watch this next. Like, what is this bomb busting?
Okay.
I'll say some cult classic animes which you might have not heard or should have not watched. Cowboy Bebop.
100%. Cool.
Please watch that. Then Evangelion New Genesis. Please watch it. It's depressing. It gets depressed. The whole story is like, there are like, it's an alien coming from space, and there are kids who are in mecha suits. Or like,
there is one mega suit anime, right? Oh my god, what was the anime?
Evangelion New Genesis.
No. There was one more.
I think he's talking about filler episode.
No.
Hey, there are a lot of mecha animes.
There is one. Wait. Okay, please go on. Sorry, I'll hear about the anime.
Yeah. Please. So, but it is it actually gets much more, how to say. You may think it's that, but it's much more about human connection. It's much more about, that's this episode which is known as Hedgehog Theory. Do you know what's Hedgehog Dilemma? Do you know what's Hedgehog Dilemma?
Please explain, like, we are children, please.
So Hedgehog Dilemma is that. Do you know what Hedgehog is? Mulapridana in Tamil?
Yes.
So they get cold. I'm not talking about there in US, UK. They get when cold winter times. As you know, if you hug each other, that's warmth. But the dilemma is that when hedgehog hugs, the needles might prick each other.
Okay.
So the dilemma is that, should I die of cold, or should I be like, I will be with someone else, I'll hug and I'll save myself. Let the needle pierce me. I'm okay with this pain. So your dilemma is that you want pain because you want attachment. You want to be with someone else, or you're okay being all alone in the cold. That's the dilemma.
Wow, dude. That's very deep, dude.
Yeah, it gets like that. So,
For what I was like, what did I just hear that right? In my quest of finding the mecha anime that I was supposed to find.
either way you die.
Wait, I'll just Google it. I mean, yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, so it's like, despite goodwill, human intimacy can't occur without substantial mutual harm, and what results is cautious behavior and weak relationships. It's, for example, I know Nikhil, and Nikhil will be like, Otakirtan is making too much of jokes. I won't call him a next podcast. I made a mistake of calling him. And
how do you know, Kirtan? How do you?
So it's that. So I should play. I'll be like, Nikhil, I'll see, for example, I become famous tomorrow. I'll be like, fuck, Nikhil oda podcast pa yaar varva. So that's a give and take, right? I'll start my own podcast.
Embarrass me.
Yeah, it's sort of like that. No, for example, sorry, again, we are going relationship.
No problem.
But it's actually, I don't know. I'm boomer, but I'll become boomer soon, but I've never been in a relationship. So it's just all rejections for me. So I don't know how it's to be in like proper relationship, but I feel like it's at starting. It's good, right? You feel good.
Honeymoon phase. Yeah.
But you like that phase. But if you want that phase, you have to even deal with the whole drama, and the trauma which comes later. The whole hedgehog's theory is that just because I want a person to be near me, person who loves me, should I be okay with taking all the drama shit? Or else, fuck it, I'll be all alone because I don't want no drama. I'll be all alone. It's fine. Lonely. Feeling lonely is fine. Being alone is fine.
So embracing the loneliness is sort of acceptable in that.
Yeah. So there's a whole dilemma.
Makes sense.
There's a whole dilemma.
Makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. I agree.
So the whole anime discusses on that. Like, it goes upon that.
And that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And the ending is also too depressing, dude. Yeah, I didn't watch like 2 to 3 episodes, last wow. 2-3 episodes, because I know what's going to happen. I read it and I'm like, buddy, I can't take it.
I can't take it.
I waited like 4 or 5 months, then I watched it.
So how did it feel when you watched it?
Yeah, it was pretty sad.
Okay.
But it was so good. The ending was good, but the whole thing where the main character goes through, it's pretty much sad.
So I'll watch the anime.
Yeah, Evangelion New Genesis. You have to watch Cowboy Bebop. Cowboy Bebop, 100%. It's fun. It's also sad. There's this character on a Spike. He talks a lot of philosophy and stuff. There's this, it's
the
really
moment.
Good.
Like, the moment I have aged so much, like, in that, I don't know why I want something philosophical at this point. I'm like, I don't care about this almighty, powerful hero that is presented. I just don't. I want something which is a little more, you know, like something politically. Yeah, it's something. I don't know.
Cover your head. Sorry.
Blonde Nikhil just coming in for that's my midlife crisis having during the early life. Just, anyway, please.
So watch those animes. I'll say like fun animes. Sorry, I'll take it up. I'll say fun animes to watch on Netflix, which I like. That's Castlevania, which is fun. It's super fun. It's super fun. But the Castlevania's the guy was like, he thought he was doing something good, but I heard that he's also going to become politically woke and do all those stuff. So people are afraid that it might get shitty. I might be completely wrong, I don't know. But he got a lot of inspirations from MGOT. That's what he said.
So to make bad content.
No. That's what he said when starting Castlevania.
Okay.
But now he might think that's what I heard from somewhere, that he is planning to become more politically woke. I'll be completely wrong. But people are afraid that they will screw
it up.
It's
so weird. Yeah. In the quest of being politically woke, they end up doing things which they are not supposed to do. It's kind of sad. I don't know why. Anyway. So please go on.
Really good animes, which are Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen, Chainsaw Man. One Punch Man, Naruto.
What are your mainstream animes?
My Hero Academia. Classroom Assassination is fun.
Is really fun. The ending is depressing as well.
Yeah. Death Note, Vinland Saga, Tokyo Revengers, Doctor Stone.
Okay. One underrated anime. Very intelligent. Monster.
I have to watch it. Monster.
Monster is pretty fun, though. If you are like into thrillers and very slow thrillers and nothing you have seen from anime, imagine a movie made into, like, it's so good. It's nothing, like, it's amazing. There's no magic involved. There is no like out of the world fantasy involved, but it's thrilling. It's amazing.
Psychopaths is also sort of
Psychopaths, dude, I don't know why I haven't gotten into it. Like, I love the premise. I want to watch it, but I'm not, I just like, I've tried to watch it 4 times, but I just couldn't get into it. I don't know why. It's something like, does it get better or is it like instant? Like you just go by it. I don't know.
I haven't watched it.
Mm. Apparently. So, yeah. So
yeah, we'll talk about movies.
Okay.
Anime movies. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. But firstly, there is two things I actually wanted to, as you told, mecha animes. There are two more that I wanted to add after the Neon Genesis. There's one, Gurren Lagann. Have you watched Gurren Lagann? Gurren Lagann is also one of those depressing. It's amazing and it gets depressing really quick.
Which one?
It's pretty cool. Gurren Lagann. That's the anime name.
Type it out. Dude.
Gurren Lagann. Wait.
See, I have like a lot of animes which I have to watch. But I don't get time to watch.
Not yeah, time. After a point, it just gets there, dude. Yeah.
When no, it's not time, dude. It's much more about what is a commitment.
Prioritizing.
Yeah.
Prioritization. Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes time. Yeah. I understand. That's one. And Code Geass. I remember.
I have to watch it.
I watched Code Geass right after I watched Death Note. That's pretty cool. Like Death Note, if you have that itch of watching something, like you watch Death Note and you're like, I have this itch to watch something really fun and really like, you know, something thrill, then Code Geass is one. Slow, but it gets really like it's pretty cool, like the way it's structured, and for a lot of people it's better than Death Note. I'm not sure, but pretty cool anime. But my favorite, one of my favorite animes that I still go back to and I love watching is Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. The reason being, it starts off something very different, and then as it progresses, it gets much better because of a lot of stories involved. The world just grows. And that's one of the things that I really love. Like, the story is there. What happened?
Yeah. No, something.
Some joke came into your head. Like, all of an epiphany.
No. The whole fight thing I said, right? Just before the fight thing happened, I just took a snap post. Photo of person. Just before the fight, like, it became becoming mainstream. And this person was like, seconds before the disaster. Yeah, sorry.
No problem. Call back. That's what. Anyway, so Full Metal Brotherhood in the way keep there is science involved, beautiful, and the way it's explained, the way the story is told, the subplots, the characters, it's amazing. I really love the whole series. Pretty cool. And it's not just like there's one character who's going to save the whole world and stuff. That's not happening. So there is a bunch of characters involved, and I really love those animes where there is the protagonist is not just full of himself or herself or whatever. So pretty cool. So that's there. So yeah, Kriti, go on.
Yeah, like I want Rishikesh to talk. It's someone who's not talking. He's it's like we are in a GD. Nikhil and me are talking. Rishikesh isn't talking.
I'm the interview panel member. So.
Like college, no. He's just used to it, no? Go on.
Actually, there's this, I don't know, gambling.
Actually, I have a question to ask you. Yeah. Have you watched any like live action movies of anime? I'm just saying like adapted to
adaptations. I watched most of them. I watched Dragon Ball Z. I watched Death Note.
I watched Death Note and got depressed as hell.
Yeah, it's
not even a movie. Netflix.
Yeah, then I watched anime adaptation. Cowboy Bebop, they adapted into series. It was okay, but of course. You can't Cowboy Bebop set up and you can't bring it.
You can't.
See, the other thing is that most of the anime adaptations are made, which I have watched, is made by American studios.
Exactly.
Yeah, anything, they'll ruin it.
For Death Note, Rook character, William Dafoe is the bad person.
He couldn't save it.
No, William Dafoe, Green Goblin, Spider-Man 1. Yeah, he's the bad boys.
Even he couldn't save it, dude. Even he couldn't save it. I don't know. They fuck up the whole thing.
Yeah.
It is bad.
Like, yeah, they're just like Bollywood, dude. Take all the thing from South, make it much more worse.
Did you just describe Singham?
No, Bola.
Oh, dude, that movie sucked. Oh my god, dude, that movie sucked.
Coming back, have you watched any gambling anime?
There are, I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't actually.
So there's this, if you're watching this anime, please watch it with headphones. There's something on Skaki Gurai. I don't know how to pronounce it. Okay. Name a noob. So it's
type real. Type it out.
Kaki Gurai. Okay. Oh, yeah. Kaki Gurai. Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, dude.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like it. So I can't say anything, but please don't watch it with your parents or don't watch it with your friends. It gets really steamy.
Nobody's watching. Nobody's watching with their families.
It's fun. You'll see how people get, again, why you know, you guys know why people get gambling. Why people get addicted to gambling.
Makes sense. Why?
Have you watched it?
Entai. I don't know what it is.
That's a different.
No comments.
Yevlo nalla poyirundra punda. Sir, neenga come on, come on. Just was silent.
Comments. I hope this doesn't come into. I'm sorry for the young generations, which they are always stuck with their phones and their fantasies.
I'm just asking.
Noted. No comments. But you can see it in the comment. But Kaki Gurai sort of just like this. But you see how people like gambling. Parthalam gambling. Eppadi nadakkum paathirukkala. How people cheat in gambling. What are the other ways like people cheat in gambling? So there's another anime. Wait, Kaiji, I think.
There's one anime Kaiji, where you are gambling for your life and death. I'm sorry. I'm just reminding you.
That's Kaiji. I guess it's Kaiji, the ultimate survivor.
Okay.
Yeah. So Kaki Gurai is like you gamble for your status in the school. So it's a school where you gamble for your status.
Oh my god.
So if you consistently lose and you lose all the money, you become someone's pet. And they can ask you to lose whatever they want. And the only way to come up is by winning all the gambling. And the people who are the top who gamble, it's always rigged. It's always rigged. And that's just, I don't know, say, and it's always how you see how to trick. You know, it's always like what to say.
Wow, dude, what a social.
You have to always see how they have made it, how to win it, how they cheat. So you have to cheat the cheater and everything. It's like, it gets really intense because it goes, you know, you have seen heist movies, right? How it goes like that. Onion layer, peel pani tear panga. So Kaki Gurai is into it. Right? And there's another really good gambling anime is Kaiji, the Ultimate Survivor. This is where he actually gambles for his life.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's also I want to watch. It's in the list. I have it in my lap.
I have very list, but
I bet you it's sort of like you started watching it only now, right?
You have 4 years to catch up.
Time, yeah. So. Also, dude. Also, we have almost covered like most genres of anime. The only two genres that are remaining now. I mean, there are also romances. I'm sure there are quite a lot. Yes, sports. I was going for sports. Yeah. What is about the recent watch ones you have watched? I have watched, of course, there's when you think of sports, there are two sports animes that I end up coming in my head. One was the
Haiku.
Haiku. Volleyball. Haiku is one. And Kuroko no Basket. Basket is pretty cool as well.
Yeah, that's Blue Lock too, right?
Huh?
Blue Lock.
Blue Lock is there. Blue Lock is a very recent anime, right?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it. In the sense that I'll watch it. I have this thing. Okay. Like I can't watch it if there's only one episode or something. I need like a consistent 20 episode or something. Only then I can binge watch it because I need that. I just can't be okay. One episode, then I'll wait for 1 week and stuff. I can't do that. So
good old days.
I'd rather wait. I'm like I'm patient that way. Like I can wait. I don't mind waiting. So
I want to watch Hajime na Ippo. For some reason, I fell in love with boxing because of my friend Shabu. So it's not like I went like proper boxing. I learned like fitness boxing in cult.
Correct.
Because of that guy. I just went for 5 months and I'm like proper and like, yeah, if I want to learn it properly. So that's the reason I want to watch Hajime Naipo.
Oh, nice. Are you trying to like
Another reason is because we are trying to be stand-up. We are stand-up comedians. We are trying to become famous. Yeah. So you should know
much how to defend yourself. Like 100%. Like all of a sudden just, and the jokes that we have, we can't really just be okay. This is very cutesy jokes. Nobody is going to get hurt.
Listen, we all are stand-up comedians, but we are just not famous.
Yeah. Just very low level.
I would know. This is what I said. Krithin, you're underrated comedian.
Underrated comedian. Dude, now you're going to get famous. At least you will get six audience members, dude. That's all.
Including two of us.
Dude, I'm not doing it for being famous, dude. I've crossed that stage.
Yeah, I mean, you have survived 5 years. The moment you have survived five years,
comedy thing, right? I know what mistakes I did. I was inconsistent. And I was really naive. I used to, if anybody asks help, I used to help them and stuff like that. Like proper naive, if somebody's asking me help and I have something else, I would drop it and go help them out. So now also I do that, but I don't, I'm trying to be selfish. What I'm getting out of this. But
doesn't work that way right now.
Yeah.
Doesn't, like, how can you stop that part of yourself? I mean, I don't
philosophical
know.
Again, we are going to go to therapy, but consistent therapy. But other than that, you mature, dude. It takes time. It's not like tomorrow you get up. Hey, I'm going to stop. I don't know, like, if you guys have smoked, but again, smoking, it takes time to quit. Just you have to put yourself again as a bada boy. I'm saying put yourself before everybody. If it's for a girl, yeah, if it's okay, you're a simp, it's fine. So simping is fine, but unless after you get married, simp for your wife. But
tell that
simp for everyone.
Yeah, what's wrong with it?
Nothing.
Yeah, what's wrong?
Dude, the problem is I'm arrogant motherfucker, dude. I hate it. Okay, I mean not hate simping. Like I love simping on someone. I don't mind complimenting someone. I don't mind doing that. I love being a sweetheart. The only problem at times is people, like, they end up thinking that you are being way too cheesy. I'm not proud. I end up like, there's the stand-up comic thing that just ends up coming out. I'm like, you know what, bitch?
I guess it's because we watch Naruto. Naruto was the greatest simp. I guess that's adnala da abdi nenikiren.
I want Hinata.
No, he was simp for
simping on Sakura, but he ended up dating the hotter one, right? Hinata is much better.
Na idu solla virumbala.
No, I recently watched a quote like, the world is filled with Sakuras and you are waiting for Hinata.
Yeah, even Rock Lee, one of my favorite characters, he's also simp for Sakura.
Most of my listener fan base is female. So just to compensate, I saw this name.
I just wanted to ask, why you didn't bring, didn't you find any, like,
Everybody's busy today. Everybody's busy today. That's the problem.
Next time, bring them in.
Next time, pakka. I have quite a few people I want to shoot with. So we'll do something and we'll shoot a lot of episodes.
If it's really you can use it for reels or anything.
No. I'm going to be I'm going to be releasing in 2 days.
Please edit.
Okay. Good. Here's the thing. Final thoughts before we end the episode. Final thoughts. Almost on closing stages. Why do you watch anime? Final discussion.
Nikhil, why do you do anything?
Nikhil, do you like breathing? Why do you like breathing? You sound like Arnold.
That's a movie. It's a kind of funny story. So the the female person asks, like, this guy asks, do you like music? She likes, do you like breathing? Good movie. It's an adaptation of a book. It's a really good movie. I like Zach Galif. I don't know how to pronounce that guy's name. Galif Pinakins. You know this comedian, right? Alan from Hangover.
Okay.
It's really good movie. Like, watch it. I don't know where, it's fun. It's a really nice story. It's like healing and stuff like that.
Pretty cool. Okay.
Hey, dude. I don't know, dude. At a point of life, as people say, ignorance is bliss. I need something to fill my void with the need to watch. But moreover, any art form, somewhere or the other, you learn something or the new. You learn something or the new thing. Even if you're watching Dr. Stone, it's really good. They teach you how to make petroleum bombs. But no, they don't teach. They teach you how to make dynamite.
ISIS would be binge watching it.
No, they actually teach you how to make dynamites. Not dynamite. How gunpowder is made. How to make it better. That's the reason I watch. Guys, my name is Kritin Kumar. Okay, my name is Kritin Kumar. Joke Rishikesh Thampur. So it's like fun. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
At certain point, Nikhil, why do you go for work?
I have to earn money. That's
something. I need something to work.
I have a better answer.
I started to watch anime because I wanted to talk to my friends. So and then I started to like, then it has become now like a conversation point. Nothing happens majorly happens in life, but you still talk to your friends about like anime. Small kids, hey in the episode path, do you know what happened? You're still able to really watch your kid. Yeah. And it's really fun, and it's people who watch animes are like good people. So,
100%. Like I have had this thing in my email, like people who watch anime and people who read, I like hanging out with them because at least they know something to talk about. Like I can have this conversation with them. Right?
Yeah, they are interesting.
They are interesting. 100%. I agree.
They are in vanilla. So,
why? Why?
sorry, dude. You watch movies, right? It's fine. Or else you can say that we don't have any. I will roast ourselves. We don't have anything happening in our lives other than watching anime.
That's why we do this.
Or else this is our character trait. Because we didn't have a life. So
we chose this. We chose this lifestyle. Like we chose this.
You can take anything. Like it's good. It's fun. There are a lot of animes which teaches you life.
Have you guys watched any animes in theaters?
இல்ல டூ நான் கூடங்குளத்துல இருந்து கூடங்குளம் அப்படின்னு ஏரியால இருந்து வரேன். எனக்கு இருக்க பக்கத்து தியேட்டர் வந்து 18 கிலோமீட்டர். So cute. So, but yeah, it's too good.
I don't know why I feel anime is like a personal connection to me. So I just can't. Like go and watch it in a theater or something. I want it to be in my own personal space because I know somewhere down, even if it's the most wholesome, I'm going to cry. Like if it's an anime, I'm going to cry. 100% I'm going to cry.
After watching Your Name,
crying. 100%. So I like being in my personal space when that happens. That's all there is to it. That's nothing else. Because the association hasn't happened yet for me.
Yeah, I guess as a kid when you cried, people said something to you, and hence you like to cry when you are.
I
should be a therapist.
You are a boy.
I am a therapist.
I should be a therapist. Oh, you do therapy? Okay.
$1,000.
My therapist way cheaper, dude. But even I was like, hey Naruto, this is shit, what is this? But once you get into it, it's like any other addiction, like smoking, drinking. But in a way, it's good, it's fun.
It's of course, being part of this addiction at least.
No dude, anything which you are doing is for to be in a community, if I'm not wrong. Any art form you are trying to do or trying to pursue, in a way or not, you are trying to be part of a community. Or if you want to be a part of community, you should pick up any art form.
For example,
you are singing in your singing class, boy, you are doing piano, you go for a piano class. So you meet someone else from the social structure other than social structure. And even anime, people who are like filthy as rich also watch animes. I don't like to call us middle class. I would say we are privileged. People who are privileged also watch anime. People who are below us also watch anime. And it's there somewhere, we all of us, any art form, anime, we can connect. And if I'm traveling from bus to Chennai, if somebody's watching Naruto, I can like, bro, Naruto, bro, end the episode, bro. Oh, bro. There's an easy way to for us to connect in this 2023 where it is, it's really hard to go up to a person and talk.
It's, 100%. Like you would be instantly like in that zone when you see something of like if somebody's wearing a Naruto shirt or any animation that you watch, you're like, okay, I want to talk to this person. Or like, oh, cool shirt. Or like, you know, or are you a fan of this and stuff? Pretty cool. Yeah, I agree.
It's just that. But yeah.
A sense of belonging. That's what you would
put in the mic.
Okay. Yeah. So, Hrishikesh, so as you told, escaping from reality.
Actually, okay, I'll be honest. You can, Kritin, you can think anything. Like,
yeah, ilada, solada.
To get over my breakup, I used to.
That's a great reason. Dude.
That's no, that thing wrong.
Great reason. Yeah. He says you guys have girlfriends, so.
Dude. Let me say, I have never been in a relationship. I have like proper 5 rejections in my life. I'll be turning 27. It's just arranged marriage for me now.
Shadi.com is the way forward.
Tamil matrimony. So,
IIMIIT.com. If you were.
It's completely fine. Hey, jokes aside, but personally, I don't want to make joke. For jokes because it hurts. Other than Subba,
I myself write jokes on that. So
it's complete. That's no, a way actually, to deal with.
To get over, I started watching. I continued watching.
That's a pretty cute reason, but good reasons.
It's not like you're drinking or you're smoking. So.
Yeah, you are not drunk. You are not toxically calling your ex. You know, like bitch, you rejected me. It's fine.
Yeah, Hrishikesh, yeah, Nikhil is saying that it has effort for him.
Dude, you know, one of my dates ghosted me this way. I was talking to her and all. It was going really well. And this was right after my my moving on phase with my ex. Okay. And I was
What did she say?
She ghosted. Do you know how did she ghost? We had a conversation. The last conversation we had was about paranormal things. My last question to her was,
why, dude? I'm staying all alone today at the room.
No. The last question that I asked was, have you ever been in a haunted place? Turns out, next she ghosted. Like, oh, you are a ghost. I've never seen
She's a comedian. So, she's a true comedian. She saw the joke and took it.
Yes. She took 1 month. It took her 1 month, like proper setups. 5 hours she wasted every day just for this moment to pop.
Not too good. True artist. Too much conviction for a joke.
Dude, yeah, dude.
Please, please say what's her name. I'll be like.
after podcast.
Yeah, I can stop recording. If you want to stop recording, you can stop recording and talk bullshit. And that would be much more interesting.
Well, dude, that's about it from our side of the episode. Thank you so much, Ritin. Thank you so much, Hrishikesh, for being part of this amazing episode. Hope the audiences love the episode as well. Hope, Ritin and Hrishikesh, you had a fun time talking about anime and other parts that we did not think about. You had
other parts and anime and other parts.
Anime was just a smaller section for the things that
or we actually, about. Or like, the other way around. Other stories.
Parts and anime. Hey, that's a really good title.
Yeah. Other parts stories and anime. Other parts and anime. What a fun way to end the episode. Thank you so much the audience members too, who listened to the episode. And if you like the episode and if you want to follow any of the panel members here, go and follow them. I'll be tagging them on the reel and the Instagram profile. Kritin, what's your Instagram profile? Go on.
Kritin_Kumar_
Very good. Hrishikesh, what's your
Rishi_007.
Great, thank you.
So, actually, Rishi starts with H. that's a clarification. No, more. I need to tell.
You're already part of it. The Irulan stories.
I don't have a background. See, this is my background.
So, thank you so much. And if you are someone who has like recently come across the Irulan stories through Krithin's friends or Rishikesh friends or whoever, please follow us on Instagram, the Irulan stories.
I'll follow you guys now.
So. Oh, bastard, don't want to cry. While shooting the episode, he just comes in and I'm like, oh, ni podcast control. Like, okay, I'll come to the podcast, but I won't know what the podcast is about. So,
dude, legit, like 2 to 3 of my friends, I'm like, buddy, I'm in a podcast, okay? I'm doing a podcast, okay? What did you say? Free promotion I have given them. My friend went, oh, this guy does podcast for this long. Oh, I didn't know. I'll try to listen. See, free pod listener I have given.
Thank you, dude. I need that. So the friend, please follow us on the Irulan stories and give a like on Spotify and you know, the follower and stuff. It'll really help. So thank you so much. And if you love the episodes and you want us to, you know, have a conversation that you would like to talk about, please DM us. Tag us on your stories. It'll be helpful. Thank you so much. See you next week. Till then, relax, watch anime, and don't be too hard on yourself.
And also, if you want any anime suggestions,
please ping Krithin.
I'm anime noob, but I watched more than you guys.
But the noob watches every anime.
Because Krithin didn't have a life for past 3 years. Now he's gonna get one.
Stories.
That's the reason I moved to Chennai. So yeah.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Signing off.